Good morning, everyone. I'm John Myrie, along with co-host Desmond Bennett, and welcome to the Wisconsin Northland Outdoors. On this week's show, we're talking with Hayward Area Fishing Guide Eric Tuohy down at Hayward Bait and Bottle, and then we're also talking with one of the top pro ice fishermen out there, Bro Brosdahl, and then also with walleye tournament pro, Corey Sprinkle. Lots to cover on this week's show, all coming up right after these messages. You wanna get outdoors, you wanna
have some fun. Celebrate the season with great deals on the world's best-selling off-road lineup during the Polaris Holiday Sales Event at Hayward Power Sports. Now's the time to get rebates up to $2,000 and financing as low as 2.99%. Get more done every day with the hard-working Ranger. Take on any task or any trail with General, the ultimate off-road SUV. Conquer every forest, field, and mountain on an unstoppable sportsman or live life wide open in the high-performance RZR. Let Hayward Power Sports help you find the dream machine and then get your rebates up to $2,000 and financing as low as 2.99% APR for 36 months. Tis the season to ride and save during the Polaris Holiday Sales Event at Hayward Power Sports, just 10 minutes east of Hayward on Highway 77 or online at haywardpowersports.com. Offers valid in the U.S. through 12/31/18. Subject to credit approval, rebates, and financing vary by model and year. See Hayward Power Sports for details. Always wear a helmet, never drink and ride. Riding along in my
automobile. Bumping into things unexpectedly? Make your first choice for collision repair. Ernie's Auto Body, featuring the most advanced collision repair facility in Northwest Wisconsin. With a state-of-the-art spray bake-down draft paint booth for that better-than-new finish, laser technology for precision frame alignment, loaner cars available, computerized estimates, written guarantees, and documented unmatched customer service, the clear choice is Ernie's Auto Body, south of Hayward on Highway 63 and Nursery Road, where quality is no accident.
Lynn's Custom Meats and Catering welcomes you to stop by for their great selection of mouth-watering steaks, as well as many varieties of brat sausages and much more. Along with that, Lynn's also has a variety of snack sticks, summer sausage, cheese curds, and homemade jerky, as well as great double-smoked bacon. Lynn's is open Mondays to Fridays from 9 to 5:30, Saturdays 9 to 4, and closed Sundays. Lynn's Custom Meats and Catering, next to Cooper's Family Restaurant in Hayward. We're recording this week's show down at Hayward Bait and Bottle again, and helping out his co-host Desmond Bennett. Good morning, Desmond.
Good morning, folks.
And we've got Hayward Area Fishing Guide Eric Tuohy in here. Good morning, Eric.
Good morning, John.
You know, we've had some warm weather here as we're talking here, but it really hasn't affected the ice, I don't think.
Yeah, maybe, you know, a little sloppy on top here today as we're talking, but that's, you know, because we had a little dash of snow, but nothing greatly affected, I would say, by any means.
And I'm hearing actually reports of some pretty good ice out there, but nothing about maybe 10 inches about the most I've heard.
Yeah, you know, we've heard a few reports of a little more maybe on Nelson, and but you know, that's, it'd be safe to say somewhere between 8 to 10, depending on the lake, definitely.
Yeah, you know, and it's good solid ice, but you know, it's still, we're right now at the edge where maybe there are a few lakes you might think about driving on, but other than that, we're still off of that.
Yeah, I would definitely, you know, err on the side of caution. It's really easy pulling because of the lack of snow that we have had. So, you know, even if you're walking, it's been great out there for that. If you're, you know, taking an ATV, just be doing your due diligence, be checking, or give us a call here for any current ice condition reports on where you're headed.
How about the fishing itself, what you're hearing?
Well, anglers are getting out. We're having a really, it sounds like a fantastic walleye bite that's been current, no doubt during our witching hours, but we're also getting some walleyes in the middle of the day, so anglers have found some midday success too. So no reason not to get out there as early as possible. Panfish anglers have been doing all right. We've been catching them mostly in our deeper basins, somewhere in that 26 to 28 plus feet of water, and a little bit of pike action out there too, but it's a little quieter on the pike, and I only see that revving up here as we get into our first good cold snap and into January.
You know, you've been out pike fishing too a little bit, haven't you, Desmond?
I've had some tip-ups, yep, yeah.
And you did catch some fish out there.
Yeah.
You know, and some of the smaller lakes, and I think the smaller pike is what we're seeing action from, not necessarily the bigger ones.
Yeah, you know, I haven't heard of any big mamas caught yet. So, but usually it seems like kind of that first part of January is right when we see some really big pike getting caught.
I wonder why that is, because, you know, walleye fishing typically tends to taper off, it seems like, as we get into January. And I've always thought it was because of maybe less oxygen out there in the water, you know, as the oxygen gets depleted. But that doesn't account for then the pike seem to get more aggressive.
Yeah, and there's definitely something interesting to be said with it. I think maybe it could be a little bit of having a little bit more cover over the top of the ice, you know, where there's maybe less light penetration that's happening. And maybe it could be because of the lack of snow that we have on the ice, these fish are able to be feeding on all their other forage very easily and readily, and maybe even still seeing some, you know, green weeds out there. I mean, there's a number of things that could contribute to it, and but we'll start seeing that rev up here as we taper into the end of December.
You know, talk about time of day, you know, and you said they're getting some walleyes in the evening, and walleye seem to be the low light type thing. That's the magic witching hour for them. Yeah. But if you're looking at other fish, you want to fish during the day. Bluegills,
crappies, northern pike, yeah, your panfish, and then your pike. I mean, your pike are definitely have been generally a more middle of the day. You know, it might be later in the morning or early afternoon and such. But you'll have those bite windows where it seems like your flags are popping off left and right and you're sweating from running. And it's fun and it's great. And then you can transition to your walleyes. But like I said, there are some guys that are getting some walleyes here midday too. And it's very subjected to getting on the right structure, looking for those factors that are calling these walleyes in, that are pushing through, they're schooling up and they're feeding.
You know, if those guys are getting the walleyes during the day deeper, because that's one of the patterns I've seen open water, is the daytime bite seems to be better in deeper water.
Absolutely, John. I truly do think that you're probably going to want to look for like that 24 to 28 feet of water for that time frame, and then sliding in a little shallower off those steep breaks towards your witching hours.
You know, you got any good tips for people out there on maybe being more proficient on the ice? We've got a bunch of stuff coming up in the show here, but
you know, I guess if you're chasing panfish and if you're kind of looking for crappies, if you're catching a lot of perch, I'd move on. Drill a lot of holes, keep moving. You know, practice that Vexilar transducer swing if you haven't looked that one up. That can be a deal breaker if you already have a bunch of holes punched out. You're going to be able to locate those fish on another hole you already have drilled. Hustle over there and get on them. So that'd probably be a good recommendation starting out here.
As far as the shop down here, you're down here at the shop a lot when you're not out on the water. You're geared up pretty good for the ice fishermen.
Absolutely, yes. We still have a great selection of augers. We actually have a few new items too into the store for the 2018-19 season, so be certain to come on in.
You know, when you're looking at the augers, you mentioned power augers. The electric auger seems to be the hot ticket right now, and you've got even a new brand come out there.
Yeah, we have a Trophy Strike. It's a Colorado-based company, and very fast unit. It's actually about 4x battery, so you're looking at 120-volt battery. She's a speed demon. If you look on YouTube, they do have a video. This auger on one battery charge drilled 96 holes in 20 inches of ice, so there's something to be said about that. That's a lot of holes there, and something that's out there that's new, it's coming in at a great price point too, you know, in comparison with all the options in the electric world. So yeah, be certain to come in and check it out at least.
Yeah, and if people need information on tips on where to go, you got several guys, yourself and Steve Jensen, several other people that spend time on the water here to give them advice.
Yeah, even our sales associates, I mean, if they're not here at the shop, usually they're on the ice trying to chase some fins and scales.
Well, Eric, I want to thank you for coming in here and taking the time with our listeners.
Yep, thank you, John.
And folks, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, I've got an interesting interview with none other than Brian Bro Brosdahl. So stay tuned. We'll be back right after these messages. Hunters and Anglers, Hayward Bait and Bottle is your one-stop sport and bottle shop in Hayward. They have a huge selection of ice fishing gear, including portable shelters, power augers, electronics, beaver dam tip-ups, ice rods, and just about anything you'll need for ice fishing. They also have archery supplies, bows, crossbows, muzzle loaders, ammo, and much more to help you enjoy the outdoors. While you're there, check out the bottle shop for a full selection of beer, wine, and liquor, too. Hayward Bait and Bottle is your one-stop sport and bottle shop.
The Hayward Lakes Visitors and Convention Bureau in Sawyer County, Wisconsin welcomes you to our Northwoods hometown. No matter the season, no matter the activity, you'll always be surrounded by our great outdoors. What more could you ask for in a vacation destination? Woods, waters, world-class events. Contact us for information on lodging, dining, attractions, events, trail conditions, and more. Order your free vacation guide and start planning your getaway today. visit us at haywardlakes.com or call 1-800-724-2992.
Visit Hayward Power Sports during Ski-Doo's Winter Celebration event to get a $1,000 rebate on remaining 2018 model sleds featuring the Rotex 900 Ace engine. It features three driving modes, standard, sport, and eco mode, and two keys, one program for you and a learning key for beginners, making this sled perfect for all riders. Also, check out the 2019 Ski-Doo lineup, including the new Renegade Adrenaline 900 Ace Turbo, offering a promotional two-year warranty. Start your winter fun at Hayward Power Sports, just 10 minutes east of Hayward on Highway 77.
Restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
If you'd like to have your time fishing be more enjoyable and productive, hiring a fishing guide can be a good investment. Whether it's learning more about fish patterns throughout the year, learning how to use your depth finder to find the best spots and fish, learn how to use that GPS to get the most out of it, or learn better boat control, a day on the water with a guide can really help you to be a better angler, as well as make a day on the lake very enjoyable. To book a guide trip this year or get more information, call myself, John Myrie, at 715-462-9402, or Art Malin at 715-865-2336, or you can find us on the internet at www.wiscnorthlandoutdoors.com, and then just click on Area Guides.
Welcome back to another segment of this week's Wisconsin Northland Outdoors. Myself, John Myrie, and co-host Desmond Bennett. And Desmond, I had a chance down at that show, and I ran into him a couple of times this year. One of the guys I really like is Bro Brosdahl, Big Bro.
Yeah, you mentioned that.
Yeah, you know, and he's really making himself a name as a fishing guide and a pro angler out there, and working with a lot of different companies out there, Freibel and Northland Tackle and stuff. I had a chance to talk to him in length about panfishing, and let's hear what he had to say, maybe offer a few tips to help you catch more panfish this winter.
Well, Bro, you know, when we're out there, the whole name of the game now when it comes to ice fishing is, a lot of guys call it ice trolling or run and gun, and sometimes drilling a lot of holes, but how far do you place your holes apart? Does it depend on the structure you're on or what?
That's a great question, and being a guide, I want to take the least amount of steps to have the maximum amount of fish, because you can spin yourself in circles and never get a good result, and you can drill a lot of holes. Minimum holes are better. You could drill a lot of holes, but today's augers and light augers that are on drills, it's really easy. It's harder walking across the ice than it is to put a hole in. But too many holes scare fish. So I like to space them out, you know, just 20 feet apart if you're on a microstructure. If you're in a big, vast area and you need to grid a flat, then you can space them 50 feet apart. But the real thing is you can micro tune those holes later, a little at a time, not all at once. It's unfortunate, but sometimes I go fishing and you're on a spot and you finally find where the fish are at, and somebody's drilling and they never stop drilling. Yeah. And they don't realize that they passed the fish up. You gotta stop and you gotta check. You gotta use your electronics, your Hummingbirds, or whatever you use, but I like to use an AquaView camera and look around. So the 1-2 punch at each hole helps me figure it out. But spacing the hole, sometimes when I'm just fishing, and you know, finding a good walleye or panfish spot is like finding a good deer stand spot. You scout the woods to make sure that that morning there isn't another flashlight going up in a tree right next to you, because that ruins your deer hunt. Well, when you're fishing, I scout to find the best possible ambush spot to get these walleyes, and the real trick is forage bait fishing, cool structure. But you don't have to drill a zillion holes. With today's technology and mapping, Google Earth and phone apps for the Department of Natural Resources in all the states, we can hone down, find the spots, and drill as you need the holes, and the fish won't get pushed out of an area. Too many holes sometimes completely evacuate the spot. But just drill as you need to, and the smaller holes catch more fish. Less light penetration, and then if you have kids, their boot ain't gonna go down the ice and come off on the other side. So a 6-inch hole, you could pull a lot of really good sized fish through. If you're gonna be fishing and targeting northerns, walleyes, or lake trout, go with an 8-inch hole. But any other time, I like to look around with a 6-inch hole. You can get an awfully large panfish to that hole also.
You bet you can, you know, and you mentioned that the technology and stuff, and with like a Hummingbird Helix 7 with the Lake Master maps, you've got the break lines already mapped. You can follow that, and you can actually get pretty close to drilling holes and refine it from there.
And you could look for spots to drill before you go, because with the Lake Master map chip and cartography, you can look at a spot that you've never seen before just by scrolling on the screen before you go. You can mark a waypoint on that spot, so when you get there, you can remember, oh yeah, I'm gonna fish here because I studied it last night. That's a cool thing. And then I might even use like Google Earth or other apps to see what kind of weed beds there, because you could see that on clear lakes, you could see the weeds. just by the satellite photo. There's a lot of technology in our favor. And then the neat thing with those 1 foot contours, it just takes all the wasted holes out of it. And even if you could drill 100 holes, you drill 100, I'll drill 20, and let's see what happens.
Right.
20 very well-placed holes with less noise are going to catch more fish.
You bet. Bro, you know, when it comes to fishing out there, especially panfish, you know, there's a lot to be said with you've got to have something that the fish want to eat. And sometimes they're eating particular certain things that you want to come close to.
Absolutely. It's all about matching the hatch. It's a term I use at Northland Tackle, just to pick a lure that looks like what they're eating. And sometimes if you catch a few fish, you can fillet them and see what's in their stomachs. But most of the time, if you're fishing panfish, it's going to be black matter, which is real tiny, tiny stuff. But if you can take a magnifying glass or anything and look at it, you'll see that they're little insects. They're zooplankton, they're bloodworms, and this is what you want to match. That's why, like, I use a bloodworm imitation almost all the time when I'm fishing crappies, perch, or bluegills in the wintertime, and really light. And the thing is you don't need to jig it too much. The reaction people want to do is they want to jig something like crazy, or they want to hook it on tungsten and fire it down there. That's going to disrupt your fish, especially in a high pressure system or in a time when they're not biting that well. So slowly fishing your way down to the fish and just wiggle it a little bit. Put it in the hole, look at it, how it looks when you're jigging the plastic tail, then drop it down and recreate the same motion on your rod when it's down there. The real key is to not over jig. Unless they're aggressive, then you pick off every one and go really, really light line. I'll use 1, 2, 3 pound test. And 1 and 2, when I'm in clear water and real, real tough conditions, even on high pressure or super low pressure days, you catch more fish.
I agree with that 100% because that's exactly the way I look at it. It really does make a difference on how fast you. I was taught not to move the jig. You know,
yeah.
Try to hold it. Your heartbeat will make it move.
Absolutely. Just a nervous shake or I call it the coffee shake. About 1 o'clock, I need a coffee. That little micro movement creates a bite. Slowly cat and mouse, slowly pull it away and you'll make that fish commit and grab it. But I like the fish slowly to them and not at them. So don't drop down into the fish, stay above them and see how far you can get the fish to go up. If you get one fish to commit and come up really high, it excites the school and you'll catch more. But sometimes if you catch too many out of one hole, they completely stop. So just move around and find those little pods of fish. And sometimes you have a big school of fish, but that's the dream. It's not always the case. But I have a lot of times where I have to work to get a few bites, but it's still really enjoyable. And I like using finesse. They have nowhere to go unless you're fishing in brush in real heavy vegetation. So just take your time, put your drag on light, and a 1 pound test will pull up any size fish. Within reason.
Boy, interesting stuff there, bro. Thank you again.
Thanks for having me.
Well, he's always interesting. And, you know, the more knowledge we have out there on the ice, the more effective we can be. Fishing, you can approach it in a lot of different ways. You can just go out and sit on a bucket anywhere you want to sit and maybe catch fish, or you can take it to another level.
Absolutely, and keep trying things until you start really finding those fish.
Learning. Fishing is a learning experience.
You basically just described my first season on the ice versus my third season on the ice.
Well, you know, we're going to have to take a break right now and hear from more of our fine sponsors. When we come back, I've got another interview with one of the top walleye tournament pros out there. So stay tuned. We'll be back right after these messages.
OC Outfitters has everything to keep you warm and active this winter. Clothing, socks, boots, and outerwear, plus a full selection of ice fishing equipment, including Mr. Buddy propane heaters, minnow buckets, ice shacks, tip-ups, jig poles, and of course, live and artificial bait. All this and much more, including alfalfa and deer corn, at OC Outfitters, 4 miles east of Hayward on Highway B, open daily at 8 a.m. Call 715-634-1044.
The most common bills you can't prepare for are vehicle repairs and medical expenses. Quick Check in Hayward is here to help when you're a little short. Get the cash you need today when the unexpected happens between paydays. Keep your utilities on. Avoid late fees and overdraft charges. When there's too much month at the end of your money, Quick Check is the safe, secure, and easy way to get you the emergency funds you need. Quick Check, next to Hayward Bait and Tackle, 715-634-9753.
Pet owners, if there's a word better than inexpensive, it's free. Hayward Animal Hospital has always offered a free wellness exam with the vaccination of your pet. Your cat or dog will be given the highest quality and most comprehensive vaccines available to ensure continued protection against a variety of diseases with no hidden exam fees. The next time your pet needs vaccinations, consider a free wellness exam and Dr. Ostrander's over 30 years of experience. Hayward Animal Hospital is located on Highway B. Call 715-634-8971.
Welcome back to the last segment of this week's Wisconsin Northland Outdoors. Myself, John Myrie, and co-host Desmond Bennett. And, you know, I was at that ice fishing show, Desmond. I had another chance to talk to another one of the walleye tournament guys. It's been one of the winningest guys. Actually, I was talking to Gary Parsons. He was on the show last week. But he said, you know, this kid is just dynamite. He's catching fish like crazy. It's Corey Springle. And he's something else. I had a chance to talk to him.
I've certainly been hearing the same things.
Yeah, you know, and I guess it's the younger guys' turn here. You know, some of us old guys are...
Younger guys and gals.
You bet. Anyway, let's hear what Corey had to say about ice fishing walleyes, and we come back, we'll have a wrap-up on the show.
We're down here at the St. Paul Ice Fishing Show. I'm talking to Corey Springle. I guess winning this guy's out there, it sounds like, for what I've been hearing from Mr. Parsons on the walleye fishing. You're out there ice fishing, too. You're in the clam team. And, any good tips for guys out there on walleyes in the wintertime?
You know, one thing about wintertime ice fishing, I think the biggest misconception a lot of people get is they feel like they have to jig slow and they have to, you know, be real lethargic. Like, you know, that fish is not, you know, doesn't have a lot of aggression. They're moving around slowly, which the fish are doing. But the biggest trigger to any fish, doesn't matter cold water, warm water or not, is getting that reaction bite out of it. You know, moving aggressively, jigging aggressively. You can almost change the mood of that fish by how you jig. And one thing I like to do when I'm walleye fishing, especially ice fishing, is being super aggressive. I mean, I'm moving that bait really fast, you know, constantly shaking it, but I always want to be above them. You know, one thing about a walleye is a predator fish. It's used to chasing something. It doesn't want it to be, you know, just sitting in front of its face, just wiggling. Try making it act like it's getting away. Everything that they eat is always trying to get away from them. So, but, you know, moving that bait away from them, jigging very aggressive, you're going to get that reaction strike where that fish doesn't think twice and it just eats it. You know, I never want to let a walleye study a bait.
This is kind of what you're seeing going on in the summertime with the jigging wraps and jigging spoons and rattle wraps, that type of stuff. You're covering a lot of water, but... what I understand the guys are doing is they're drilling a lot of holes and just jumping from hole to hole to hole looking for those active bites. Is that correct?
Yep, exactly. I mean, I actually guide in Devil's Lake in the wintertime for the Perch Patrol. I mean, so I do scouting every day. I mean, I guide 7 days a week, and we fish walleyes and perch, but, I mean, I won't spend more than 5 to 10 minutes in a hole and before I'm moving on. If there's any active fish in that area, they're going to come to whatever you're using. I usually use some kind of spoon with a rattle or a very noisy bait to draw in any fish. It might not be the bait that I'm going to finish those fish with, but it's going to show me if they're down there. And if I don't see anything in 5 to 10 minutes, I go to the next hole.
It's kind of amazing how much you can, how aggressive you can get, actually, and those fish will still hit that. I mean, it's blown my mind as far as you catching walleyes. It's a whole new game.
Exactly, especially the bigger the fish. I mean, it's nothing to rip that bait 2 or 3 feet sometimes and let it fall right back in that fish's face or just above it. And, you know, sometimes that's what they want. They'd rather not stare at something.
Well, that makes total sense because, you know, we've known for years when it comes to walleye tournaments, probably the most winning game is the trolling game. Mm-hmm. And trolling, I think there you're getting a responsive bite on everything. You're moving so fast that they respond to it. They're not looking at eating it.
Yep, and it's one thing, it doesn't matter, panfish, whatever. If a fish wants to see what something is, the only way that it can check and see what it is put it in its mouth. It doesn't have a pair of hands where it can just go grab that bait. So that's where jigging very aggressively shines, because you're not letting that fish study that bait. If it wants to see what it is, or if it annoys it enough or it wants it to catch it, it's got to put it in its mouth, and that's when we have that fish hooked up. So it's the best of both worlds. It just gives that fish no chance to study anything. You might not have the best color on that fish really wants, but it's still interested and curious. It's got to put it in its mouth.
Well, kind of what I tell people too is you got two ways of catching walleyes. You can sit on a spot and wait for them to come eat something, or you can make them eat something.
Exactly. Yep. Yeah. Yep.
Well, Corey, I want to thank you for coming on here.
No problem. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Well, he was very interesting. And, you know, it goes back to the same thing we talked about lots of times on the show, is the new thing over the last few years has been to try to be more aggressive in your presentation. Try to make the fish bite.
Absolutely. I still haven't figured out how to make it work, but that's what I hear.
The big thing on that is it's always worked, Desmond. It's always worked. But the big thing was that we could not pinpoint the location of the fish like we can today. When you take, like, the hummingbirds, the units, sites, and with the site imaging and stuff we've got today in the new mapping, we can actually sit right over the top of these fish. And, you know, for instance, walleyes, what he was talking about is that you find walleyes, if you're throwing an active bait, a jig spoon or a jigging wrap or something, and you're throwing it off the side of the fish 10, 15 feet away, you may not catch them. But if you land it right in the middle of them, if you can pinpoint them with your locator and you can put it right on top of the fish, there's a good chance that one of them is going to snap at it.
Certainly makes a difference.
You bet. I know you got a couple of things here to talk about here.
Yeah, I do. First of all, congratulations are in order for the Women Anglers of Minnesota. They're being inducted into the Minnesota Fishing Hall of Fame in recognition for everything that organization has done for women anglers. Their abbreviation is WAM for the Women Anglers of Minnesota. I'd encourage you to go like their Facebook page. They're also putting on an ice fishing tournament over in Minnesota on March 2nd. And then this is a pretty cool thing, a women's only online tournament through Fish Donkey. That's called their Ice Queen Online Tournament. You can get all the details you need at the Women Anglers of Minnesota Facebook page. And then I wanted to do a shout out for Wisconsin Women Fish as well. Barb Carey, our president, she's founded the Women Ice Anglers Project, which is a media content production project where some really, really talented women go out and fish for a couple days. They've got some incredible sponsors, and what they're doing are creating photos and videos to be used in advertising and in media to show women in the sport. And a cool thing about that project is not only do they fish and do all the photo taking, but they actually open it up to the public on the last day to join. You have to register. There is limited space, but that'll be January 25th at Lake Superior. Coming out of Bayfield.
Well, you know, we've also got some events coming up here in the Hayward area. And usually, if I'm not mistaken, I haven't got any press release on it yet, but usually there's a one or two women's ice fishing events too, isn't there?
There are. You know, I know that Wisconsin Women Fish, I don't know if it's March 2nd or the weekend after, they have kind of an unofficial crappie tournament event out at Deerfoot. I believe there's some others in the area, but I haven't seen the ads for them yet. And then there's just some great tournaments and events open to anybody.
Well, we've got the Walleye for Northwest Wisconsin, which is the walleye club here, which has done a tremendous job as far as trying to bring back some of our walleye fisheries up here through the stocking projects that have been going on. Their entire income for the year to generate stocking funds is generated by that annual family ice fishing contest, and that'll be coming up. Looks like
February 16th.
You got that pinned down better than I had to look at the paper.
You'll be hearing from me more on that one.
Yeah, a lot of interesting stuff there coming up. You know, and then sports shows. I mean, you're one of the first sports shows coming up. I mean, the Muskie guys get all wired up on that. The big Chicago Muskie Expo. And that'll be coming up January 18th to the 20th down in the Chicago area. And then a little closer, The sister to that show, basically, is the Milwaukee Muskie Expo, and that'll be February 15th to 17th.
Isn't there a show in Madison February 25th,
too? There are shows all over once we get into January and February. That's when the sports show season kicks off, and I know the tourism people are marketing at these shows, and all the bait companies are out there, and the tackle companies, and a lot of the new product is. For some reason, we saw a lot of new product introduced before the first of the year this year, but the bulk of it, I think, will show up after the first of the year. Some of the new lures and some of the new equipment out there.
Oh, yeah. It's an exciting time for anyone who loves to spend money.
Well, you know what? You can do that. You can spend a lot of money in the sport, but you can also go out, like I said before, and keep it really basic. I know your big thing is you like to go out in a kayak. I mean, you can't get any more simple than that in the summertime than a kayak or a canoe, and lots of good water here to fish.
You know, there's all levels of fishing, and there's just no right way. Once you drop a line and a hook in the water, that's really what it's all about.
You bet. It's fun, and it's learning, and you should, like, back to what I said earlier in the show, you should always be learning.
Always be learning. That's my favorite part of fishing.
You bet. Well, Desmond, we're about out of time for today's show, and I want to remind folks that if you miss a show, you can always get that show on our website, and that's at wnoradio.net. From there, you can link back to our podcast site on Podbean, or you can go to our YouTube channel. Sometimes I don't get the shows up on the YouTube as quick, but the podcast on the Podbean is always up there within a couple days after the show airs.
And there's fishing reports up there from the Hayward Lakes Visitor and Convention Bureau. There's lots of good information, and there'll be more coming up this next year.
Absolutely. You can find us on Facebook, and we try and share as much as we can.
And we're out of time for this week, folks, and we'll see you again next week.
Listen with me, I'm going to take you there to our Wisconsin Outdoors, our Wisconsin Outdoors.
This program has been produced and hosted entirely by Wisconsin Northland Outdoor Communications. Any and all views expressed are not necessarily those of the station.